Chapter 16. Ryan drove directly from the mansion to Marisol's bank. He handed the check to the teller and asked her to cash it. She examined it and said, "I can't authorize this much cash on my own. I need to speak to my manager." He nodded. She locked the cash drawer and left her station. Ryan stood waiting at the window for an inordinately long time. Then the teller returned, accompanied by a severe-looking older man. The man stepped to the window. "You're Ryan Rooney," he said.
"Yes."
"A stop payment order has been placed on this check."
"What do you mean?"
"I mean that the check is no good."
"What do you mean, it's no good? I just received it."
"Be that as it may, I'm unable to cash it." Ryan raised his voice.
"It is good," he said. "I just got it. Give me my money."
Ryan was attracting the attention of other bank customers. "Please lower your voice," the man said.
"I want my money,"
Ryan said loudly. The man looked at him, then he signaled to the bank guard, who was already headed in their direction. "I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave," the man said.
"Not until you give me my money," Ryan said.
"Harold," the manager said to the guard, "would you please escort Mr. Rooney from the premises?" Ryan was enraged.
"I'm not leaving until I get my money," he said.
The guard grabbed Ryan's arm and twisted it up behind his back, which caused Ryan to cry out in pain. He clamped his other hand on Ryan's neck and hustled him out of the building. Once outside, he shoved Ryan away. As he struggled to gain traction, Ryan lost his footing and stumbled. He fell to the pavement, ripping his pants leg as he landed. He leaped back up and made a move toward the guard. Then he heard the sound of sirens in the distance. He stopped and listened as they grew closer. He wheeled around and walked quickly to his Prius. He jumped in and swung it out of the parking lot moments before a police cruiser pulled in. "This isn't over," he thought.